I know that warm weather lovers don't want to hear it, but we are just over 2 weeks away from the winter sports season beginning for high school teams across Minnesota. The girls' hockey teams will be the first to open up their respective practice season, and head coach Tim Duggan of the Hastings Raiders joined KDWA Sports on Tuesday to look forward to all of the fun. Coach Duggan on all of the improvement the Raiders have shown throughout the summer and fall season.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me, Doc. So we've been busy since summer, obviously in June, you know, all through June and all through July. And we had an extremely busy summer with practices on Mondays and Wednesdays. And then we had 13 scrimmages during our summer, which was a lot of fun. We really kept them busy and kept them moving. Had a lot of success on the ice in our scrimmage games. So that kind of encourages everyone and gets the kids and the coaches pumped up for sure. And played a lot of nice teams during those scrimmages. A lot of really good teams. So we jumped right into captain's practices about, I think we're in our third week of captain's practices now. So they've been going over at the rink for the last 3 weeks, going for an hour, Mondays and Wednesdays and Sundays. Yeah, they're pretty jacked. The numbers are really good. We have a lot of kids, which is a great thing, and everyone's excited.
We'll have more on this very subject with Hastings High School Athletic Director Trent Hansen later this week in our sports updates, but it's very important that parents get their hockey players signed up as soon as possible on the Hastings Athletics website. With the girls' hockey program being the first to go, it's imperative you do it now.
Well, right, and that just opened up, and I think Trent sent out an email to all the parents the other day, and then also we'll have it up on our website, hastingsathletics.org, on the girls' hockey website, and then another email will go out from the Booster Club letting everyone know that it's time to register. So there's kind of three different outlets. You got it from the Booster Club, you're getting it from the high school directly, and then you're also getting it from us on our website. So yeah, we got to get it done. The earlier the better, right? Let's get everybody signed up so we can start off on the right foot.
After last year's 18-game COVID season, it's sure nice to get back to 25 games this year. And boy, is the schedule a good one, both home and road. Coach Duggan with more.
The schedule, yeah, it was great to set it up this year and not have to do 18 games like we did last year and have that whole mess. So we're back to a 25-game schedule, which is fantastic. We're going up north after Thanksgiving. We're going to go play Proctor Hermantown first. They didn't lose a game last year. They're this Class A state champ. I'd imagine they're going to be the number one back again this year. So we'll play them, and then Friday night we'll play Duluth on Saturday night. So that'll be a highlight. And then we roll right into our conference schedule, which for some reason all of our first games at the conference, our first go-around, is on the road. So we're going to become road warriors in December. You know, hopefully we can play well and come out with some victories there, which I think we will. And then, of course, going into January, we got a big, long home stretch, which will be nice, too, to get ready for sections. And I feel really confident. This team, our third year in here coaching, and this group is going to be an exciting group. We have a lot of numbers. There's a lot of skill, a lot of talent. You know, there's a lot of hockey smarts out there. So the coaching staff is excited. The kids are excited. And again, I think we're talking about the schedule here, that our non-conference schedule is tough too. So tried to get the 61 series doing Red Wing and having Eastridge on there. Tried to get Woodbury, but that didn't work out. We'll do that next year. Just kind of keep those rivalries together. We got Fergus Falls coming down. So that's something new. So just get some new ones on there as well. But it looks great, Doc. We're excited. And we can't wait for you to call some of our games on the radio.
Coach Duggan and his staff are now in their third year, and it's going to finally be more about coaching than teaching systems.
Definitely, and I want to give a shout-out to our U15 staff, too. The coaches down there have done a great job. You know, I've had a lot of communication with RJ, and you know, and that helps. That's the big thing, to have that communication. You know, those guys have done a great job. They've allowed me to come on the ice and watch and observe and run some drills, and Terry's been on there as well. So it's great to have that communication, and, you know, it's just so helpful. Of course, they come up to high school, and they know who we are. They know kind of how we operate, and it's just a pretty natural transition for them. So that's huge. We're excited, man. I mean, we got so many numbers, and it's a good thing on one hand, and yet it's going to be tough on another hand, because some kids are going to get put back onto 15s, and that's okay, though. That's what's so great about having a great feeder program. We don't have to cut them loose. They get to go back, they get to develop, and then come back up the next year. So we're very fortunate on what we have right now, and we're looking forward to our season.
We at KDWA are looking forward to the girls' hockey season as well. Stay tuned. Our winter broadcast schedule will be coming out very soon.